This is Studio 7 for Zimbabwe, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington.
Ino is Studio 7. Nepenyuro yenye adzirikitika muZimbabwe. Tirikute penyura tiripa mzinda we Voice of America, urumu Washington, D.C.
Le is Studio 7. Umsakazo olipa izindaba zeZimbabwe. Sisakaza singapha e Voice of America ese Washington, D.C.
Manera kana kavatereri tinosangana zvakare pa Studio 7 manera nhasi uri musi wesvondo chivabvu 8 2016. Munotibata pa 919 AM, pa 4930 kana pa 13860 ne 15455 kHz pa shortwave. Munokwanisa kutinzwa pa internet pa website yedu inoti www.voashona.com. Tinotenda kuti makwanisa kuva nesu muchirongwa chedu chanhasi. Anemi muchirongwa ndini Jonga Kandemiri, ndiri muWashington DC, ndichiti ezvino zviri munhau dzedu dzanhasi. Bato reMDCT rinoti sangano reUnited Nations richaona kuti chikafu chagoverwa kuvanhu vose zvisina kuti munhu abuda mumba mani. Murwiri wekodzero dzevanhu vaitaidza mara vanosvitsa mwedzi 14 vatsakatika. Indiwe mimwe emisoro yenhau dzedu dzanhasi dzichiuya kwamuri dzichibva kuno kuStudio 7 iri muWashington, D.C. Ino iStudio 7 tiri kutepfenyura tiri pamuzinda weVoice of America uri muWashington, D.C. tichikuudzai zviri kuitika munyika. Bato reMDCT rinoti rakawana chivimbiso kubva kumunyori mukuru weUnited Nations vaBan Ki-moon chekuti sangano iri richaona kuti chikafu chose chinobva kumasangano nenyika zvinobatsira Zimbabwe chagoverwa kuvanhu vose zvisinei nekuti ndevebato ripi rezvematongerwo enyika. Izvi zvinotevera danho rakatorwa nemutungamiri weMDCT vaMorgan Tsvangirai masvondo mashoma adarika rekunyorera vaBan richinyunyuta nekwarinoti kusarurwa kwevanhu vari kuwaniswa chikafu nebato reZANU-PF richinyima vemapato anopikisa. VeMDCT vakakumbira kuti sangano reUnited Nations ripindire munyaya iyi. Mukuziya nezvenyaya iyi tabata mutauriri weMDCT vaObert Gutu.
Dambudziko ranesa nderekuti vana veZimbabwe vasiri veZANU-PF panyaya dzematongerwo enyika vari kunyimwa food aid. Tose tinoziva kuti gore rino muno muZimbabwe igore reshara. 4 million Zimbabweans havana kana chekubata, kana musuva chaiwo wesadza vanhu havana, kune zhara kuzheuko. Saka vanzwa kudaro ndosaka ndiona vakamhanya musi wa16 February gore rineri vakabva vanyora tsamba ichienda kuna Secretary General weUnited Nations vaBan Ki-moon vachiudzawo vaKimun kuti zvandaona pandafamba ndaona kuti vana kunyanyanyanya maMDC supporters vari kunyimwa chikafu nenyaya yekuti vanhu veZANU vari kuti kana uri weMDC hatikupe chikafu, tinongopa veZANU chete. Saka tanofara kuti musi wa16 April gore rineri vaBan Ki-moon vakabva vanyorawo tsamba vachipindura kuna vatsvangirai kuti tazviwa zvamataura Mr. Tsvangirai. Zvataakuita isu taakushanda na country director weUnited Nations muZimbabwe kuti tisimbise nyaya yekuti hapana chikafu chinobva muUnited Nations nemaaffiliates awo chinozonyimwa vanhu on political grounds. Zvatotaridza kuti kufamba kwavatsvangirai muvanhu nokunzwa kwavakaita zvichemo nokuzozvipirawo kugadzirisa zvichemo zvavo zvatobatsira. Saka zvakawanda zvatiri kuita.
Iyo minduro yamuri kuti yakabva kuna vaBan Ki-moon, hurumende inoitambira sei? Nokuti vari kutungamira zvirongwa izvi zviri kugoverwa kwechikafu ndo vari mubato riri kutonga rinovere ZANU-PF.
Ndo saka ndiri kuti ukaona tsamba yobva kuna United Nations Secretary General achitaura iye kuti atotora matanho okuti country representative weUnited Nations muno muZimbabwe aone nepanogona napopose kuti ataure neveHurumende aende pasi on the ground anoona kuti chikafu chiri kupiwa kuvanhu vose vanochida zvatotaridza kuti zvinhu izvi zviri kubva kumunhu mutekwa tekwa vaBan Ki-moon mutekwa tekwa somunyori mukuru weUnited Nations tinoziva kuti vanhu vezvano vangangoedza zvavanoda kuti vasaterera zvinenge zvichibva kuUN kune maNGO asi takanakira mutemo wavapo constitution inozotipa mukana wokuti tikaona kuti vanhu vedu vanoramba vachinyimwa tinokwanisa kutora nyaya dzitenda nadzo constitutional court saka pari zvino tinoda kumbovona kuti vacharamba vachinyima here maopposition supporters chikafu tikaona kuti zveshuwa vanhu ava vataridza kuti inhini toziva kuti zvanu navatsigiri vayo vazhinji vacho inhini vane nharo tobva tatora mikana yandataura yokuenda kumatare edzimhosva
mutauriri weMDCT vaobet gutu vari parunare muHarare nestudio 7 Bishop Anselmo Magaya avari kutungamira urongwa hwekunamatira murwiro wekodzero akatsakatika vaitaidza mara vanoti vari kurongana kuungana muAfrica Unity Square mangwana masikati senzira yekurangarira kusvitsa kwavadzamara mwedzi gumi nemina vapambwa nekutsakatika. Bishop Magaya vanoti kunyanga hazvo vari kuita zvose zvavanofunga kuti zvingadai zvichibatsira mukuwanikwa kwavadzamara, vanoshushikana zvikuru kuti hurumende haisi kuratidza seinonzwa ruzha rwavari kuita kuti iwedzerewo matanho ainoti iri kutora mukutsvagwa kwavadzamara. Ngatinzwe hurukuru yataita naBishop Magaya pamusoro penyaya iyi.
Chokutanga tirikuramba tichikatyamadzwa nokushuwa zvikuru tiri pamwe chete nemhuri yekwadzamara nokuda kwekuti hapana chatichabuda mumaefforts ese atakaita kunze kwenyaya yekuti mweye vanhu inosimudzirwa kana tichinge taita zvatinge taita. Saka isusu takapa chitsidzo chokuti toda kuratidza ruzhinji rweZimbabwe uye kuti hurumende yeZimbabwe kuti hatisi kuzonyarara, vasafungidzira kuti nekufamba turi kuita nguva tichaneta toti isusu hatina zvatinokwanisa kuramba tichiita, ticharamba tichipfuura mberi nokuita minamato nokuita maprotest akafanana nemamatches atakamboita. Saka muvhuro anova ndo mangwana tinenge tirimo zvakare muAfrica Unity Square tichinyengetera panguva dzelunch hour nokuda kwekutsakatika kwakaitika kuna itaidza mara uye tichitaura zvekare kuhurumende kuti tiripo uye kuti tichaita zvose izvimo zvacho zvatisati tanyatsofunga zvekare zvinoita kuti zvibude pachena kuti itaidza mara uri kupi.
Asi tichitarisa ruzha rwose rwaitwa pamusoro pekutsakatika kwavadzamara kusvika parinhasi pasina zvati zvaitwa nevamunofungidzira kuti vanofanira kunge vachibatsira, tingati here havasi kunzwa ruzha urwu kana kuti vanhu havasi kuita ruzha rwakakwana?
Zvese zvinogona ngiri zvechokwadi. Ndinofunga kuti tinogona ngiri kuita ruzha rwakakwana despite kuti taita ruzha rwakati simbei. Asi ndinondavira kuti dai ruzhinji rweZimbabwe muwandu hwavo zvisinei nokuti uri kusvondokupfi uri kusiri society ipi netoripi tasimuka pamwe chete tichisoropodza nekutuka, ndinofunga kuti pane zvaigona kuitika. Asiwo zvekare dzimwe nguva kunyange kuri kwokuti taita rusha hwakakwana, ndinofungidzira kuti vanyangadzi ava uye neavo vanofanira kunge vachiita zvavanofanira kuita nokuda kwokuti vanoziva zvakaitika kana zvavakaita vanogona kunge vari kutya kuti votanga papi. Tom Mboti itaidza mara mupenyu, kumubudisa kwacho ndofunga vari kushaya kuti tichomubudisa zvobva zvabuda pachina kuti ndiana nganaye. Saka ndinonatso kuti vari parumanhanzombe, asi ndine kugutsikana chaizvaizvo kuti mumwoyo yavo nokuda kwerizvo rwatiri kuitika muri kushushikana ndava tiri kunamata chaizvaizvo kuti Mwari vavachaise rugare kusvika vagadzisa zvavanofanira kugadzisa.
Bishop Anselmo Magaya avari kutungamira urongwa hwekunamatira vaitaidza mara vari parunare muHarare nestudio 7. Varimi vegorosi remuchando vanonzi mwaka uno vari kutarisirwa kuwedzera uwandu hwendimo yavo kubva pamahekta zviuru zvitatu zvavanonzi vakarima mwaka wapera kuenda pamahekta zviuru makumi matanhatu. Mukuru werimwe sangano rinomirira varimi reZimbabwe Commercial Farmers Union vawanda Chabikwa vanoti gore rino varimi vakawanda vari kuda kurima ndimo hombe kupfuura zvavakaita sezvo vakawana vanhu vakavabatsira vakabatana nehurumende. Ngatinzwei hurukuro yataita navo pamusoro penyaya iyi.
Gore rino tarisiro iri kuti iyo kune vakabatana nehurumende kuti vabatsire varimi vaone zvokushandisa kuti rimo gorosi iyo chazova richatengwawo nemutengo wandataura uyewe kuti GMB iri pamutengo wakanaka asi haina mari. Gore rino tichitarisa kuti GMB yacho inenge yaane mari yekuitenga gorosi iro. Chimwe chikonzero chatofanira kuti rimire gorosi. Gorosi chikafu. Munyika medu nenyaya yedhiraudhi yatakasangana nayo iye kutanga kwemwaka, kukohwewa kwechikafu kuchada kushoma zvikuru. Saka tikawanikwa tarima gorosi rakati wedzerei kudarika zvemakore ese tarima chikafu pane kuti tiite chikafu chekungotenga kunze kwenyika chakarimwa nevamwe. Itarisiro yedu kuti urongwa uhu huchabudirira. Urongwa uhu huchaita kuti varimi vaone mari yekugadzisa mapombe ekudiridzisa, mari yekutengesa mbeu nezvinoshandiswapo, magetsi nemvura yacho kuti tiite gorosi rakawanda. Varimi vanorima gorosi vanoshikuno kuririma chaizvo.
Tinozwa kuti mwaka wapfuura kwakangokwanisa kurimwa 3000 hectares imo muna 2015. Mwaka uno munotarisira kuti mahekta anga arimwa gorosi angasvika pachi?
Matarisiro atikuita tikaita chaizvo chaizvo zvinodiwa tikasvikawo pa 60,000 hectares dzegorosi. Aiwa tinenge tarima gorosi chaizvo kunyange zvazvo tinenge tatasvika patikambosvika makore apfuurayo.
Imwe nyaya inonetsawo varimi ndiyo nyaya yekuti havasi kukwanisa kuwana zvikwerete zvokuti vange vachipiwa nemabhanga kuti vakwanise kunge vachirima. Idambudziko ramungatarisira here kuti ringabatawo varimi vegorosi iva?
Dambudziko rezvikwerete ndodambudziko guru guru chaizvo mukurima kwegorosi nekurima kwedzimwe mbeu dzese. Tinoona mabhanga edu nemari yati kushandisa iyi dzedzimwe nyika iyi havasi kuva kusununguka kuti vatipe chikwereti vape varimi chikwereti. Vari kuti varimi havazodzosera.
Vanga vari mukuru weZimbabwe Commercial Farmers Union vawanda Chabikwa vari parunare muHarare neStudio 7. Direct from Washington, the voice of America, VOA. Iye zvino tokuendesai kuna Blessing Zulu kwaanotipa chirongwa chezvinosangana nevechidiki muupenyu hwavo.
Tinokutambirai nemufaro vateereri muchirongwa chedu chinotarisa zviri kuitwa pamwe nezvinosangana nevechidiki muupenyu hwavo. Nhasi taita rombo rakanaka tatsikwa naPastor Ivan Mawarire. Vazhinji munovaziva vachiratidzira vachikurudzira vanhu veZimbabwe kuti vatakure mureza wavo kuti vaudzewo vari kutonga kuti aiwa ivo vane kodzerowo sevana veZimbabwe. Tinokutambirai nemufaro pano paStudio 7, Pastor Mawarire.
Ndinotenda zvikuru nemukana wamandipa kuti ndive tichigoverana pamwe chete nemi nevateereri.
Aiwa, tinotenda Pastor. Munguva pfupi yapfuura takambotaura nezvekuratidzira kwamuri kuita, asi iko zvino toda kuti timbotaurewo nemamwe mabasa amunoita kukurudzira vechidiki. Zvii zvamunoitawo?
Rimwe basa randinoita tichikurudzira vechidiki, tinobatsirana kuti izvo munhu ave netariro kuti ramangwana rake rakajeka. Tichigara muno muZimbabwe kana iko kuno kuAfrica, tinowanzoona kuti vechidiki upenyu hwavo hunowanzoperera husina kunyatsokuenda kure kure. Tine zvirwere zvatinetsa makore apfuura zvakafanana neHIV and AIDS nezvimwe zvakawanda wanda kudaro. Saka tinenge tichibatsirana kuti munhu chekutanga akoshese zvaanenge achishuvira kuita, atinotine pachirungu madreams aya, dream yako. Kuti munhu koshesa ichocho kupfuura kunakirwa panguva diki diki.
Saka munofamba munzvimbo dzipi? Munomboendawo here nekumaruwa uko?
Kumaruwa tinomboenda, ndinorangarira gore rakapera tanga tiri kunonzi kuSt Patrick's kumamisha kwatakawana mukana wokuti tiende. Kakawanda kacho netinowanzobedzwa pari pachikoro kuti tisvike titaurewo nevana vechikoro. Nhanditori pane chimwe chikoro chaDaniel akandikumbira kuti imbotitaurirawo nevana tichivhura temu yedu tsva. Saka tinombopindawo, asi hazvisi nyore nekuti basa ratinoita tichibhadhara tega pamhomwe dzedu saka tichibhadhara tenda mafuta acho ekuti tifambe nemotikari dzacho kuti tisvike ikoko saka hazvisi nyore dzimwe dzenguvawo tinotozongopedzisira tatizvo aiwa regai tozorana pamberi kana kutaa tinozongopimirawo ari macd kana manhingirikini maaudios kuti vanzwe vateerere zvatakambotaura tiri kumwe saka tinenge tishuvirawo patinokwanisa kuti tibude tichitenderera kwakasiyana siyana
munotaurawo nevamwe vanenge vaakuda kuroorana vai kana kuti yatingati marriage counseling zvinenge zvichifamba sei ipapa
iyoyo ndo imwe program yekusumukira takatarisana makore apfuura vechidiki vakawanda munyika yedu vaakusvika panguva yekuroora nekuroorana chatakaona ndechekuti izvo vakawanda vacho gadziriro yacho havana tiri kuona kuti kuputsika kwedzimba muzimbabwe kwanyanya makore apfuura vanhu vari kuti vakachata kana kuti vakaroorana hapaperi gore vanhu vaakutorambana vanhu vatodi zvato vaakutopatsanurana saka takaona zvakakodzera kuti aiwa ngatichitangai kuti tibatsirane nevechidiki kuti kana muchinge maakugadzirira kuroorana ngatichitanga kugara pasi togadzirira kuti zvinorevei kugara nesi zvinorevei kuti ini ndaababa vemba maamai vemba tinochengetana sei tinobatsirana sei mari tinobata sei ana ambuya tovabata sei ana tezvara tovabata sei ana amwene tovabata sei
asi iwo pastor maurire amuonewo here kuti nyaya yekusamira zvakanaka kweupfumi inogona yaakupawo kuti zvinhu zvinetse mudzimba omu vechidiki vangaitawo sei ipapa
ichocho ichokwadi ndiwo dambudziko guru ratiinaro kuti pashayikwa mari kana kuti pashayikwa upfumi rugo runenge rwaakunetsa ndozvari vanhu vakawanda vanombozotaura vachiti izvo aiwa chero tisina mari tinongudanana chero tisina mari ichokwadi asi kana tikada kunyatsotaurirana chokwadi chokwadi chaicho chaicho upfumi chinhu chakakosha kana kuti kuwanawo mari yatinovakawo tunhu twedu tichigadzirawo zviri chinhu chakakosha pakaita nzara muri mumba kusanzwisana kunowedzera saka chatinokurudzira vanhu ndechekudaiwo kuti izvo muchironga zviya zviya maakuronga kuti taakuda kunoroorana ngatitanga kutarisai kuti izvo muchararama upenyu hwakadini ngatitangai kugadzirisa kuti izvo mari dzamuchange muchiwana mutarisira dzakaita sei muchazoda kutengei kana kuti muchazoda kuvakei muri mese zvichaita here totarisa zvekare tinobatsirana kuti izvo kana tiri vaviri tinofanira kunge tiri vanhu vanoziva kuchengetedza mari kunonzi kusevha pachirungu kana kuinvesta kuitira ramangwana redu
aiwa tinokutendai zvikuru pastor mawarire nekupinda muchirongwa chedu
tinotenda zvikuru mwari vakuitirei zvakanaka
manga makateerera kubva kuna pastor Ivan Mawarire aiwa vateereri nguva yedu ndo yaita shanje nekudaro ngaisiye matambo anokonekai nemufaro ndini wenyu Blessing Zulu ndokusiyai maoko aJonga Kandemiri
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru Blessing nechirongwa chako chinodzidzisa zvikuru vechidiki
inzwa mepo chisando chiona kuhope kuwa nenguwa doshuwa dai dzingori hope amai famai shakana kwa dai zvaipira dai kumbira zuva imwe
kambo zuva rimwe kubva kuna Cynthia Mare kachuya kwamuri pazuva reMother's Day kubva kuno kustudio 7 sezvo nguva yedu yapera regai titarise musoro yenhau zvakare bato reMDCT rinoti sangano reUnited Nations richaona kuti chikafu chagoverwa kuvanhu vose zvisina kuti munhu abuda mumba maani murwiri wekodzero dzevanhu vaitai dzamara vanosvitsa mwedzi gumi nemina vatsakatika tabva tasvika kumagume echirongwa chedu chanhasi tinoimba kuti muchange muine su zvakare mangwana anokuonekai nemufaro ndini Jonga Kandemiri ndiri muWashington DC ndokusiyai muina Marvelous Muhlanganya uye
Good evening, Zimbabwe. It's 17 hours, 20 UTC, 7:20 p.m. in Zimbabwe on Sunday, May the 8th, 2016. You're listening to Studio 7 Live from the Voice of America in Washington. Thank you for joining us this Sunday evening live from Washington. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. Amongst our top stories this evening, opposition MDCT spokesman says his party is happy with an acknowledgement it has received from the United Nations Secretary General regarding the fair distribution of food aid in Zimbabwe.
We are very pleased to note that the United Nations actually promptly replied on the 15th of April, Mr. Edmund Mallet, the personal assistant to Mr. Ban Ki-moon, wrote a letter to Dr. Tsvangirai on behalf of the Secretary General. And in that letter, Mr. Mallet actually says the UN Secretary General has taken note of the concerns that have been raised by President Tsvangirai.
Labour and Social Welfare Minister issues a strong warning for women and girls to be diligent when offered jobs in foreign lands to avoid human trafficking.
Prisca Mfumira, the Minister of Public Service, Labour and Social Welfare. A word of advice to young ladies looking for work in countries which they are not familiar with, to be very careful, because we've had very serious incidents of young girls who had gone to work in Kuwait and they came back reporting very serious abuse.
We hear from some of our listeners on their views on Mother's Day.
My name is Dakwasi Kosta. I am in Mtare. I just want to say to my mom, my mother is the most beautiful woman I have ever saw. I just want to say Happy Mother's Day.
And as usual, we give you the Youth Forum with Tatenda Gumbo. Opposition MDCT spokesman Obert Gutu says his party is happy with an acknowledgement it has received from United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon regarding the fair distribution of food aid in the country. This follows a letter written by party president Morgan Tsvangirai in which he had complained that the ruling party was using a political card to distribute food to only ZANU-PF members. In recent weeks to the UN boss, Jonga Kandemiri speaks to MDCT spokesman Obert Gutu on the issue.
It is correct that President Tsvangirai, president of the MDC, on the 17th of February this year, he wrote a letter to His Excellency Ban Ki-moon, the Secretary General of the United Nations. Basically, the main thrust of the letter was to alert the Office of the United Nations Secretary General of the politicization of food aid in Zimbabwe and also calling for help for the people of Zimbabwe, particularly in matters to do with food aid. President Tsvangirai was just alerting His Excellency Ban Ki-moon that millions of Zimbabweans were facing starvation and that the UN had to take note of the impending disaster. We are very pleased to note that the United Nations, a very big organization as you know it is, actually promptly replied on the 15th of April, Mr. Edmund Mallet, who is the chef of the cabinet, or what I might actually call the personal assistant to Mr. Ban Ki-moon, wrote a letter to Dr. Tsvangirai on behalf of the Secretary General. And in that letter, Mr. Mallet actually says the UN Secretary General has taken note of the concerns that have been raised by President Tsvangirai. And we are also pleased to note that Mr. Ban Ki-moon in his letter actually emphasized that the United Nations system, its humanitarian response in Zimbabwe, as it does elsewhere in this world, is always guided by the four humanitarian principles of humanity, neutrality, impartiality, and independence. And we are also pleased that His Excellency Ban Ki-moon also said that the United Nations is working closely with the government of Zimbabwe and its designated institutions to provide humanitarian assistance to all vulnerable people with the greatest needs, regardless of their political or other affiliations and beliefs, and with full transparency and accountability. So this is coming from the office of Mr. Ban Ki-moon. And we believe that with this kind of pressure, the ZANU-PF regime, stubborn as it is, would simply have no other option but to comply.
But Mr. Gutu, the government has been receiving many threats or advices from different quarters, but it never showed signs of taking heed of all these advices. Would you see it changing this time?
Look, we all know that ZANU-PF is a very stubborn creature. We have been dealing with these people ever since the MDC was formed. But that doesn't dissuade us from applying the pressure. We are here on the ground, and we are saying that there are various other avenues that we can explore if the ZANU-PF regime continues to deny our supporters, or indeed supporters of other opposition political parties, access to food aid. We can always take legal action. We can actually approach the Constitutional Court and make sure that we get an order to compel the government to actually abide by this resolution. This is a standing resolution of the United Nations to say that all food aid, particularly food aid that is coming from the United Nations and its designated institutions, has to be given to all vulnerable people, that is, all people in need, regardless of their political or any other affiliation for that matter. So, yes, we know that we're dealing with a very difficult regime, a very selfish, a very insensitive regime, but that we know, and we shall not give up. A defeat is not on the agenda.
That was MDCT spokesperson Obet Gutu speaking with Studio 7's Jonga Kandemiri. Efforts to get comment from ZANU-PF on the issue were fruitless as they were not answering their phones. The Labour and Social Welfare Minister has issued a strong warning for women and girls to be diligent when offered jobs in foreign lands to avoid human trafficking. This follows the human trafficking saga of 200 women and girls to Kuwait, which saw the government repatriating 32 of them last week.
I'm Priska Mfumira, the Minister of Public Service, Labour and Social Welfare. A word of advice to young ladies looking for work in countries which they are not familiar with, to be very careful, because we've had very serious incidents of young girls who had gone to work in Kuwait and they came back reporting very serious abuse, and we are investigating to find out exactly what was happening to them. 32 ladies had arrived over the weekend, and we expect many more to come. So the word of advice is for ladies not to venture into countries which they are not familiar with, either the culture, the language, and everything. Just be cautious.
That was Labour and Social Welfare Minister Priska Mupfumira in Harare. The disappearance of activist Itai Dzamara continues to take center stage as he has been missing for over 14 months, and many wonder what has become of him. But his family says they are not losing hope. Jonga Kandemiri spoke to Bishop Anselmo Magaya of the Itai Dzamara Trust to hear more about the issue.
It could be two things. It could be that the noise has possibly not reached levels where the government so much under unprecedented pressure. It is very, very possible. And regarding that, I really would wish if, people would appreciate the fact that it's not just an issue about Itai Dzamara. It is about the security of persons. And therefore, everybody, whether you are from ZANU-PF, the political party, and churches, let us mount up pressure. Let us increase the volume of our noise. And let's work together. But secondly, I also think that, possibly those that are responsible for the abduction could be in a dilemma as to where they would start from. You know, if they would release him, suppose he's alive, then obviously they would have to account for what was happening. And obviously they know that Itai Dzamara would simply chronicle what has been happening to him. And that would have actually confirmed that they are the ones that have got it in. So I'm sure they're also in a dilemma. But I'm sure that if we continue to give more pressure, somehow we will get the solution that we want.
Do you have anything planned to mark these 14 months since his disappearance?
Yes. Tomorrow on Monday, we will again be in the in our usual place, African Union Square, to pray, to again declare the mind of God against injustice to perpetrators of violence and those that force people into disappearances. We'll give a very strong statement. So we really are going to be meeting during lunch hour on Monday to make sure that this program takes place.
What else can you tell Zimbabweans to do in order to maybe ratchet up the call for Itai Dzamara's safe return?
I think the first thing is that we need to have the right mindset. I got a feeling that we have a people that are very, very myopic, short-sighted. People that think that unless it happens next door to me, then it is not a crisis and it's not a call for me to act. Unless it happens to the member of my church, unless it happens to the member of my political party or civil society. And we are saying evil should be evil despite who suffers from it, despite who the victim is. The Bible says in the book of Job, Job took up the case and the cause of the stranger. So it is within our God-given responsibility to take up the case, even of those people that we are not related to. So this is the first thing that I would really want to encourage the people of Zimbabwe to consider, really a shift in their mindset. But secondly, to encourage our church leaders to really be more conscious of their mandate, particularly the bigger mother bodies like your Zimbabwe Heads of Christian Denomination.
That was Bishop Anselmo Magaya of the Itai Dzamara Trust speaking to Studio 7's Jonga Kandemiri. Coming up, the Youth Forum with Tatenda Gumbo.
You are now listening to the Youth Forum, your forum focusing on your issues. This past Friday, I had a chance to join some young Zimbabweans living here in Washington, D.C. as they crossed the stage at Howard University, completing their degrees. The two, Admonish Deda and Tapiwa Musonza, spoke to me after their graduation, giving their reflections on the day. I started off speaking to Admonish.
My name is Admonish Deda. I just graduated out of Howard University with a Bachelor's of Information Systems. I'm excited. I'm thrilled for the next phase of my life. Howard gave me so much. I never thought I would get to this point, but it's been 4 years of hard work, 4 years of motivation, 4 years of pain, sweat, everything, and I feel that this is the moment that God has given me to achieve something big in my life and get ready for the next chapter of my life.
And you're draped with the Zimbabwean flag.
I'm patriotic, future president, so I carry the Zim flag everywhere I go. And I know there's also a this flag campaign that's going on right now online. So this is me representing Zimbabwe. I love Zimbabwe. We brought a Zimbabwean flag. We haven't started celebrating yet, but everywhere we go, we're going to represent Zimbabwe.
Tomorrow, Barack Obama will be speaking. What's your reaction and expectation?
I think the first feeling was, it was like surreal. Like, we didn't believe that the president of the U.S. in his final year of the presidency will choose Howard University as one of the three schools that is only doing a commencement speech at. The significance of that being the best HBCU in the country. Shout out to Howard University, is that it means it's a big challenge for all of us. You know, he's literally opened the door for us that anything you want to achieve in your life is possible. So as a black president, the first black president coming to campus, it's a really big motivation for us to go out there in the world and be great. There's really nothing, there's no door that we cannot walk through. He set the perfect example for us as black students, minority students, and I feel that as an African, I'm taking that experience back with me to Africa. Whatever I'm going to do economically or politically, I know that there is no obstacle, there is no hurdle I cannot pass, because the president himself, Barack Obama, came to my graduation and he kept me and he's literally opened the door for me.
Mm-hmm. And what do you want to take back with you?
What do I want to take back with me from this experience?
Yes.
That for every Zimbabwean child out there who wants to make it in life, they have a dream, and to go for it, never give up until we get where they want to get to.
And your shout-outs?
I want to shout out to everybody who came from Zimbabwe. I want to shout out to Finn. I want to shout out to my family again, DC, Mike, my brother Clive, who just came from Cali, and Tapiwa, the biggest motivation that I've had in our Tapiwa songs, and just graduate together.
Now I speak to Tapiwa Musonza on his experience at Howard University.
Hi everyone, my name is Tapiwa Musonza. Just graduated from Howard University with a bachelor's in finance. It's been a great honor to serve as this great institution that has birthed some of the greatest leaders in the history of Black Americans and Africans in general. And I hope to use the information and the degree that I've gotten to better Africa and Zimbabwe, my home nation. And everything that I do is to progress our cause and to betterment of Zimbabwe. And I hope to go back and utilize my degree back home.
Talk about the last 4 years. How has that experience been for you?
It's been pretty, you know, pretty challenging. You know, coming from Zimbabwe, from Black Phobia, before that's where I was educated. And it was a tough experience transitioning culturally and just in terms of just the pace of the education system here. You know, we as Zimbabweans, we weather through anything. We can adapt to any environment. So for me, it was, you know, once I just got that rhythm, it was a walk in the park. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's a great experience.
And next, of course, is your professional career. But what do you plan on taking back with you to Zimbabwe?
You know, I want to merge my cultural background and my finance background so that we can provide adequate financing to Zimbabwe so that it can be the breadbasket of Africa again.
And your shout-outs?
Shout-out to my family. Shout-out to everyone. Shout-out to God. It wouldn't have happened without him. And, you know, just shout-out to, you know, to Howard University, too, because giving me this opportunity to be part of a rich legacy.
Thanks again, and congratulations to Admonish Deda and Tapiwa Musonza for joining me on the Youth Forum at their graduation at Howard University. This is Tatenda Gumbo. Hoping you have a wonderful week, and you'll join me next time.
Thank you, Tatenda. And now we hear from some of our listeners on their views on Mother's Day.
My name is Dakwasi Kosta. I'm in Mtare. I just want to say to my mom, my mother is the most beautiful woman I have ever saw. All I am, I owe to my mother. I attribute all my success in life to the memorial, intellectual, and physical education I received from her. I just want to say, Happy Mother's Day.
Where is your mother?
Irene Daisy Chusa. She is in Shibuya now.
How big is your family?
Our family is not much big. We are five in our family.
And yourself, you are which number?
I am number 3.
So why do you think mothers are so important?
She do everything for me. And without mother, it feels like you are nothing. She do everything, maybe in the absence of my father, to represent the father as well.
My name is Alfred Maposa. I'm going to Happy Mother's Day. Kuna madha mbangu manchatinda maposa.
Those were some of our listeners expressing their views on Mother's Day, which was celebrated today. That's the news in English from Studio 7 this Sunday evening, May 8th, 2016. Stand by for Studio 7 in Ndebele. This is Marvelous Mklanga Nyahuye in Washington, wishing you a pleasant evening, a very good night, a happy Mother's Day to all our mothers out there, as well as a great week ahead. Siyalamukela ku Studio 7 ngesonto mhla ka 8 kuNkwenkwezi 2016.
silethulela uhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe sisakaza sise Washington DC. Walamukela emoyini ngenjabulo enkulu ngusithandekile Mhlanga. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje. Ingcwethi wezomnotho welizwe ziqhubekela phambili ngokucobungula uhlelo lwemali yama-bond notes. Uhulumende athi uzalusungula.
Njengoba sithi uprofesa Ncube ngesikhathi ezinye zokufunda, ele 2009, wathi ukuthi ilizwe lelikhule kumele lisebenzise amarandi. Uma kusho sebekubonile but abafuni ukuthi bedeisaphambane.
Owaye isiphathamandla sebandla lezanu PF esilobela umnumzana Maqhawe Moyo uthi usechile ibandla lezanu PF njalo usebuyela kubandla le MDC elikhokhelwa ngumnumzana Morgan Tsvangirai.
Angaliboni isimo ethi kubandla lezanu PF bayaxotsha abantu obantu bantu bexotshiwe ozama ukukhuluma ngokuthi isimo somnotho asimanga kuhle uyaxotshwa asengubona ukuthi no sase sibuyeleni siye sisebenza kwindawonye labo bakutsangirayo njengokuqalisa leli bandla le-MDC.
Isiphathamandla sebandla lezanu PF echolotsho umnumzana Believe Gawule uthi ibandla lakhe selisungule ezinye njalo inhlelo ezimqoka zentuthuko. Selokhu omela iCholocho North edalele iParliamente, usikhwica mfundo Jonathan Moyo wanqoba kukhetho ngomnyaka odluleyo. Njengenjayelo, sizalethulela iziphathelane labatsha silontungameli Nkomo weStudio 7. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulo msakazo. Ingcwethi kwezomnotho welizwe ziqhubekela phambili ngokucubungula uhlelo lwemali yama-bond notes. Uhulumende athi uzalusungula ngendlela yokuqeda uhlupho olubhahileyo elizweni olokusilela kwemali. Abanye bathi uhlelo lolu luqondile, kodwa abanye bathi luzabuyisela ilizwe kusikhathi esaba lukhuni kakhulu kusetshenziswa imali yama-Zim dollars, yona eyawa amandla. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba siqhubekela phambili ngengxoxo yethu lomnumzana Bulisani Ncube, ingcwethi ecubungula ezomnotho welizwe endawonye losomabhizimusi umnumzana Albert Mhlanga, oyisiphathamandla sebandla le-People First. Umnumzana Ncube usungula lingxoxo.
Kuyindlela yokuzama ukuthi abuyisele irandi eZimbabwe, kube irandi kalisekho eZimbabwe. Nale randi leyo liphume ngenxa yokuthi ngesikhiwa in economic theory say it ukuthi arbitrage. We are an economy of arbitrage. Nasa wa major challenge. Ungabuyela ukuthi ukubulele irand, ukukhipha irand kwi-economy, yikuthi ubuthi ungahamba esitolo, uthole irate ebhaliweyo laphana ukuthi nxa uthenga ngerand, bakuretha njani to the US dollar. Ingavumelani le rate yerand kwi-international market, ibe phezulu. Okusho ukuthi abantu bethu bevele sebetshontshela ama-customer abo. Ama-customer athi, nxa ngitshontshelwa, ngcono ngigcine irand lami, ngisebenzise idola labo leli abalifunayo, ngoba bayantshontshela labo. Yikho okwakhona ukuthi irandi liphuma. Yena i-idea yakhe yokuthi kasisuke nini sisebenzise irandi. Yikho kubona kwani. Kasivume nini ukuthi amazwe angamakhelwane njengeZambia, Indiana, i-currency abayisebenzisayo to trade within Zambia ikwatsha. Kodwa nxa sebesiyathenga e-South Africa kabathengi ngamakwatsha. Nxa sebethenga e-America sebethenga ngaphi, sebethenga eBotswana ngapha abathengi ngamakwatsha. Kasivumela nini ukuthi i-bond note yizabe isebenza ezimbabwe kuphela, but nxa siyathenga e-South Africa siyasebenzisa amarandi. Umfake futhi kwacaca wathi emagoods amaningi avela e-South Africa, therefore is encouraging ama-businesses to charge their prices based on the rand. Yikho kushilo umangusha. Mina isitatimen samangusha ngisivalile nafaka umqondo wami ngathiya i-reactions abantu njengabantu bezimbabwe ukuthi we react impulsively without applying our mind on issues. Ngase ngisithi mina hayi abadala babeqinisile ukuthi imidlwane yenja ingazizalwe ngalanga linye kodwa kayithungululi ngelanga elifana nayo. Njengoba ngisho ukuthi uprofesa Ncube ngesikhathi ezinye zokufunda ele 2009 wathi ukuthi ilizwe lelikhule kumele sisebenzise amarandi. Uma kusho sebekubonile but abafuni ukuthi bedeisaphambanisa, sebebuya becacile but ivele i-target ukuthi usebenzise amarandi kuleli.
Yena ucacile umnumzana Mangutya ukuthi ngempela yikho akufunayo kwerandi.
Mina, you know, he did not come out here, but by inference you can tell ukuthi that's where the direction is going.
Ngakungayisikho akucabangayo ke.
Eh, yazi isizathu sokuthi ithi ocabangayo ngoba ngithe kuwe okuqala uthe i-maximum withdrawal ye-cash per day yi-R20,000. I-R20,000 iningi kakhulu nxa usebenzisa i-rate of i-international rate of exchange ye-rand to the dollar kule R1,000, almost 1,400 or so. It tells you ukuthi uthi wena as long as uthathe imali iphuma e-banking system ingamarandi ngalankinga kule nkinga nxa iphuma ingamadola athi kuceda lapha athi uya-encourage ama-businesses ukuthi bavalwe ama-goods and services awo ngamarandi ngoba vele i-spending zithengwa e-South Africa abadala bathole ndlebo zuyile.
Ingqobe isikuye mnumzana Mhlanga, abantu kungani bengathembi khonokho kwenziwa beqale beme bebone ukuthi kuzaqhubeka njani?
Okokuqala ngizakhangela njengoba uncube i-economist echo nje uba uncube kananzelela ukuthi imali yamazwe wonke itholakala nge-export. Akumelanga imali ibe yimali okuthiwa uyayigelela emthineni uyenze, kufanele i-trade nje izenzele imali yayo nge-export. And unanzelela ukuthi i-economy ayisozilunge noma sifisa noma kuthiwa ngubani noma oyingcitshi ukuthi nxa wena unga-export uzathola imali ngale ndlela. Ama-investors wonke apheleleyo umhlaba wonke abekhangele ukuthi lizwe lapho ama-investor khona liyazezenta imali yabo, hathi lokhu kuthiwa imali iyayenziwa esekuthara. Imali iyasikhuleta njengobana ubona ukuze kwabanje i-circulation ibe phansi kakhulu ukuthi kuze kwabale i-effect ukuthi sokusiya ku-ordinary person ongasula businessman. Ngezinye iy'ndlela sithi hhayi bayihlulekile sibili ukuthi akusamelanga ukuthi nje benze nje amacebo into abangayenza nje ikuthiya nje bathiyele abanye.
Lo umnumzana Albert Mhlanga ungusomabhizimusi njalo eyisiphathamandla sebandla le-People First obexoxa endawonye lomnumzana Bulisani Ncube, ingcwethi ecobongula ezomnotho welizwe. Sikhulume labo ecingweni bekobulawayo. Owayeyisiphathamandla sebandla lezanu PFS Lobela umnumzana Maqhawe Moyo uthi usechile ibandla elibusayo njalo usebuyela kubandla le-MDC elikhokhelwa ngumnumzana Morgan Tsvangirai ngoba usenanzelele ukuthi ibandla elibusayo alisebenzi gadalala ukuthuthukisa umnotho welizwe. Umnumzana Moyo owayengukhansila wesebenzani ward 20 esilobela ekubandla le-MDCT usichasisela okuningi ngenyathelo alithetheyo.
Okwenzakala kubandla kwezanu PF uzathola ukuthi indlu iyatsha, angeke ngibethe ngisale ngisendlini etshayo. Okunye kusuka kwenzakale ukuthi zisuka zibe sezihlabana esibayeni kanti ziphinde zikhothane. Ngaleso sikhathi ngikhuluma la mazwi, kwakulabantu ababesesabela izikhundla zabo ebandleni le-MDC ukuthi lomfana sezazithathela izikhundla ngendlela engangisebenza ngayo esigabeni sesilobela nakuwadi yakwesimane. Kulapho kwabangela khona ukuthi abantu laba bangisebenze bangitshaya i-2 feet ngize ngiwe ngejeni ibandla lezanu-PF.
Izizathu eziyizo ezimqoka ezikwenza uchiye ibandla lezanu-PF yiziphi?
Khangalubone isimo esikubandla lezanu-PF, bayaxotsha abantu, obani bani sebexotshiwe, ozama ukukhuluma ngokuthi isimo somnotho asimanga kuhle uyaxotshwa. Ngasengikubona ukuthi no, sase sibuyeleni siye sisebenza sindawonye labo babuTsvangirai njengokuqalisa leli bandla le-MDC. Sase ngibuyela abantu beZimbabwe since 1980 bedubeka befuna umbuso okhululekileyo. So ngithe kungcono ngibuyele siyelwisa lokhu kusebenza. Imali ayikho, umkhono umuthile abantu bayasebenza endaweni enjengejena manje esesilobela. Abantu sebele inyanga eziphosa zifika i-2 besebenza bengaholi. Kuyisimo esingamanga kuhle elizweni leZimbabwe. So thina njenge bandla le-MDC amakuthi lokho sikulungisile, abantu basebenze bahola imali ngokusemthethweni.
Uzabe ufuna ukuthi uncintise njengokhansila kukhetho oluzayo yini, njalo bona bakwamukela njani abanye ba?
Mina okwakhathesi angeke ngitsho ukuthi ngizancintisa, kodwa uzulu wakwesimana ngezifiso zakhe nangokufuna kwabo nangokungifonela bengidinga ngoba ngike ngasuka ngayo i-South Africa bethi buya ebandleni le-MDC uzosebenza ngoba lokhu usukileyo izinto azihambi kuhle. Ngipha amandla abantu bakwesimana ukuthi bazaba yibo abazakutsho ukuthi lumfana sifuna ancintise yena ekhethweni lobukhansela kumbe ancintise ukumela edangeni ephalamende. Labana futhi njalo abebe yibo abasitshaya i-2 feet ukuze sisuke sejeni ibandla lezanu-PF. Nakathesi lekhe benyathela imiduli bezama ukupha izizathu ezingenamsebenzi. njalo yena ngokwakhe ubaba uMthandazi uyakwazi ukuthi kulo jaha okuthiwa ngumakhawe Moyo osesilobela ngoba mna ngene ngo-2006 ukuba ngukhansila lapha esilobela ngile minyaka engu-18 years. So yina ngangiyisimanga ngaleso sikhathi ukuthi umuntu ongaka engena kuba ngukhansila ngalesiyana sikhathi kwakuyinto enzima. So la uyakwazi ukuthi umuntu onjalo kulo muntu onjalo esilobela osethile wandale zanuphefu waphenduka ebandleni lakhe elamkhulisa waze wafika kuleso stage.
Lo umnumzana Maqhawe Moyo owayeyisiphathamandla sebandla lezanuPF njalo osebuyele kubandla le-MDCT. Sikhulume laye esesebenzani World esilobela. Isiphathamandla sebandla lezanuPF eTsholotsho umnumzana Believe Gawule uthi ibandla lakhe selisungule ezinye njalo inhlelo ezimqoka ezithuthukisa lesi sigaba. Selokhu omela iTsholotsho North edalele eParliamente, uSikhwica Mfundo Jonathan Moyo wanqoba kukhetho lokudinga ozamela lesi sigaba eParliamente ngomnyaka odluleyo. Umnumzana Gawule wayekhankasela umnumzana Moyo kukhetho uthi inhlelo ezikhokhelayo ngeziphathelane lamanzi.
Ngikhuluma ngize nje umsebenzi lo uyaqhubekela phambili ukuze kugcwaliseke konke khonoko okwakugcelwe ngabantu. Imigodi yayigejiwe eminye amanzi sahlwela endaweni zaboPhondo, endaweni zaboBhayani. Uhlelo luyaqhubeka kwasendaweni zaboqayilihle esigabeni khona ngayo. Kuyasetshenzwa kumbiwanga ngoba kathesi ngikhuluma nje nginje u-MP sesisungule elinye uhlelo lokulungisa imigwaqo. Umgwaqo lo osuka eShorodville sendawo siya ePumla Mission uzadlula othi asiya ePelandaba. Ngawukhambe kuhle umgwaqo lo uzafakwa nethara. Ngakuthi konke kuhambe uhlili iy'ndleko zonke zingazanga zibe ngaphezu kwamandla. Lolunye uhlelo lokuvala umgwaqo lo okusuka koBulawayo seTsholotsho. Usovakwa izigamba zawo siyagudi ileyo i-short term plan ekhona. I-long term yukuthi uvulwe umgwaqo lebani. Lokhu kuzathatha isikhathi ke lokho. Kodwa umgwaqo lwansi uqalisiwe lawo ukuhamba ukusetshenzwa ngokunjalo.
Abantu bayimukela njani le intuthuko ebakhona khona ngapha esigabeni seTsholotsho njalo zingabe zikhona ezinye inhlelo?
Akuleqiniso thandekile elibuhlungu yukuthi sikhuluma ngeqiniso ukuthi izinto zilukhuni lapha elizweni lakithi. Imali kayikho. Kuyingcosana ukuthi izinhlelo ezinjengalezi ziqhutshwe esigabeni. Ngokunjalo imali zakhona zingekho, kodwa lokho osekwenziwe abantu bayakuthakazelela. Okuliqiniso ukuthi abantu bayathakazelela ukuthi ngesikhathi izinto ziyomile kangaka ikwela mali elizweni, kodwa inhlelo ezinye zentuthuko ezinye ukulungisa imigwaqo zisenziwa. Kodwa okuliqiniso njalo yukuthi abantu balambile, abantu abalakudla, abantu baphakathi kwendlala. Eyiyo ukuthi kade singasikhangela sikhangela ukuthi mhlawumbe okuningi kwakhona kumele kwenziwe yikuthi kukhangelelwe ukuthi abantu bakhutshulwe esikhathini esinzima esendlala esibuyayo.
Lo umnumzana Believe Gawule, isiphathamandla sebandla lezanuPF eTsholotsho, ubekhuluma ecingweni leStudio 7 ekhonale eTsholotsho. Le Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha iVoice of America eseWashington. Lisibamba kumagagasi aku 909 medium wave la kushortwave 4930, 6065 la ku 15460 kHz. Lilakho njalo kusithola ebulenjini ku-internet kukheli ethi www.voandebele.com. Ngesilichiye kancinyane ezandleni zikantungameli Nkomo weStudio 7 esethulela uhlelo oluphathelane labasakhulayo.
Yekudibana kuhlelo lwabasakhulayo igama ngontungameli Nkomo. Namhla ngixoxa lomunye wabakuhlelo lweMandela Washington Fellowship abaza ngapha eMelika ngenyanga ezayo. Ngilobutho lezwenyathi onhlanganiso ekhuthaza ukulondolozwa kwamasiko esintu iAmagugu International Heritage Center. Ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo butho.
Ngiyabonga Nkomo, sakubona mthokazi.
Uthe usamukela incwadi ikwazisa ukubana uphumelele ukungena kulolu hlelo, uzwe njani?
Ngimanzi baba Nkomo, ngimanzi ngikhona lapho, ngijabule kakhulu ngizizwa ngilentsho wonke ngizizwa ngikhuthazekile kakhulu ukuthi ngiqhubeke ngomsebenzi lo engiwenzayo ngoba kukhanya kukhona sivile phandle lapha abakunanzelela ukuthi hayi lokho esikwenzayo kuyadinga ukukhuthazwa ngakho ngizizwa hayi into eqhakathekileyo kakhulu ukuthi lami nginelisile ukuthi ngibe ngomunye walabo ontanga ngomnyaka ka-2016 eZimbabwe abazwa kuyafinyelela elizweni leMelika besiyafundiswa ngezinto ezitshiyeneyo.
Yiziphi izifundo ozilandayo njalo uzaba ukuliphi ikolishi?
Ikolishi engiliphiweyo kuthiwa yi-Wagner College lisedolobheni le-New York kule island khonapha eNew York lapho ikholeji leyo yakhelwe khona. Siyabe sikhangele kakhulu thina ezemidlalo namasiko i-art and culture. Kuningi esiza kufunda ngeviki eziyisithupha esiyabe sikhona le eNew York. Okunye kwangikhona kugoqela nje ukufundela i-communication ukuthi kathi ngamuntu ongumntanga ekhokhela abantu ekhuluma njalo labantu abathiyeneyo ezindaweni ezithiyeneyo kumele ayiphathe njani inkulumo yakhe. Ngingumntanga ngisakhula ngiyinkokheli emadojeni lapho i-Amagugu International Heritage Center etholakala khona kanti umuntu uvele kufuze akhokhele njani abantu uwenze ukuthi kube lenhlonipha lengqubekela phambili. Sizafundiswa njalo ukuthi kathi ngamuntu maneja ekhokhela inhlanganiso engenzani ukwenzela ukuthi athole imali yokusekela imisebenzi enziwayo ngoba tyananzela ukuthi ye singakwenza konke esikwenzayo kodwa nxa imali yokusekela lowo msebenzi ingekho ngiyeka kufezeke. So iy'ndlela zokuyidinga leyo mali ngezinye zendlela ezizabe sizifundela. Funde njalo lokuthi kanti umuntu angadala njalo ubudlelwano nabanye abantu nje abenza umsebenzi ofana naye i-networking. So kuningi ezabe sikufunda kodwa lokho esengikuqambile ngokunye kwangkhona.
Ukulondolozwa kwamasiko esintu khona kuqakatheke kanganani kuwe?
Wonke umuntu kulesiko azalelwa kulo. Ngakho kuqakathekile ukuthi ulazi lelo siko ngoba yilo eliveza ubuntu bakho. Umhlaba kulezi nsuku bawuthi usuyi-global village. Uyi-global village unjalo kule mihlobo yabantu etshiyeneyo abalenkolo ezitshiyeneyo. Kuqakathekile ukuthi yilo lalo azi olwakhe ukholo lamasiko akibo. Ngoba amasiko akithi yiwo asenza senelise ukuthi sizwisise ukuthi kade vele thina sicabanga njani njengabantu sidlelana njani njengabantu. Lezinye izinto ezenzakalayo ezimpilweni zethu esingeke sazichathisa but ezigcine emasikweni ethu. Ngakho loko angaze sithuthuke sisiya phambili isiko lakithi lona vele kalithinti yilo elichaza ubuntu bethu. Ngakho kuqakathekile ukuthi lilondolozwe.
Izethekeli ezifika amagugu zikwamukela njani elikwenzayo?
Isiko ngezinye zezinto ezihlanganisa abantu. Kukalutshwana ukuthi abantu abakholela isiko elithile balwe bebanga isiko labo. But isiko lelo yilo elibabisa ndawonye elibapha amajabuzane lentukuntu lokuziqhenya ukuthi thina siyilaba abantu izinto zethu sizenza ngendlela le lale. Kuthi lalabo abangayisiko besiko lelo basuka babe lokuhawukela ukuthi hawu laba benza so izinto zabo kahle siyebona ukuthi benzani. Yikho nxa sisenza inhlelo eziningi uzabona umphakathi esukumela phezulu kungabantu abasuka endaweni ezijeniyeyo iZimbabwe yonke nakwamanye amazwe eMelika labo bake bafike ngoba bafuna ukubona ukuthi kathi abantu laba okuthiwa ngamaNdebele amakhalanga amaVenda isiko labo vele limi njalo ngoba sibukisa amasiko ajeniyeyo atholakala eZimbabwe. So ayike sikhuthaza sibili kakhulu ukuthi abantu sibona kithi bayafisa ukulifunda.
Hayi siyabonga Butho bekukuhle ukuba lawe kuhlelo. So uqalisile phela ukubopha imtsaqana.
Hayi imtsaqana sesiyibopha vele sesikhangela lati ukuthenga lezo mpahla ezingayangisiyo phela lati ngazigadi ndizamthina zinjeya khonale sikhangeleke lati singabantu.
Hayi siyakubongela Butho labanye bakho.
Sibonge uNtungameli Nkomo weStudio 7 obesethulela uhlelo oluphathelane labasakhulayo. Hayike silugqiba lapha uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje. Singakhohlwanga ukuthi Happy Mother's Day kini lonke balaleli kanye lezihlobo zami zonke ezigoqela obabakazi, odadewethu kanye lomama ongizalayo uNaboni. Olivalelisayo yimi uSithandekile Mhlangani khonapha eWashington DC.
have been listening to Studio 7 for Zimbabwe in English, Shona and Ndebele. Tune in tomorrow at 17 hours UTC, 7 p.m. in Zimbabwe for the next edition of Studio 7.
Murari zvakanaka vateereri.
Good evening, Zimbabwe.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Lilale.